Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's October 18th. The Battle of Mabila took place on this day in 1540. This was during Spain's conquest of the Americas, and in this conquest, Spain really had multiple goals. They were looking for gold, silver, and other riches. They were converting the local population to Christianity, and they were claiming colonial territory for the Spanish Empire. Hernando de Soto had been part of the conquests in Central and South America in both Nicaragua and Peru. And in 1537, he asked to be sent into North America to continue on with the same conquest. He had an expedition that he helped fund himself, and that expedition left Spain on April 7th, 1548. They first made their way to Cuba, they stopped there to pick up supplies, and they landed on the western coast of what's now Florida more than a year after departing from Spain. De Soto's force moved inland and north, and as they did this, they became the first Europeans to make their way through what's now the southwestern United States. And really, this expedition didn't go particularly well. They had a much more formal fighting style, and that was really susceptible to attacks and ambush by the native people, who did things like fire at them while concealed in trees and other vegetation. And when they met native people, De Soto wasn't particularly kind to them. He would demand to be provided with food and labor and porters from the native population. And if the native population didn't immediately bow to these demands, he would just take the chief captive to try to force them to comply. In De Soto's relentless search for treasure, they also repeatedly dug up and plundered indigenous burial mounds. In October of 1540, De Soto met Tuscaloosa, who was a powerful chief among the Mississippian peoples. Exactly who his peoples were, the cultural makeup, is a little bit unclear, and we also don't know which languages they spoke amongst each other. But De Soto met Tuscaloosa at his major settlement of Atahachi. De Soto demanded that Tuscaloosa provide him with 400 porters, and Tuscaloosa said that he would only do this from Mabila, not from Atahachi, where they currently were. So DeSoto, following the pattern he had been until this point, took Tuscaloosa captive. They left Atahachi on October 12th. Once they got to the town of Abila, DeSoto decided to bring all the plunder that he had gathered up until this point into the town with him. He also had guards armed with crossbows and halberds. Tuscaloosa went into a house, and he sent a message to DeSoto that he would not travel any further with him, that DeSoto should just go. He should leave the town and leave Tuscaloosa's territory. When one of DeSoto's men tried to order one of the native people to go and fetch Tuscaloosa and bring him back out, this man refused to do it. DeSoto's soldier responded by cutting the native man's arm off, and that's when the fighting began. It turned out that it was not porters who were waiting in Mabila, it was warriors. DeSoto's force had to fight their way out of the town, but they had to leave all of those supplies and plunder behind. Once they were out, DeSoto's force set fire to the town, which was surrounded by a palisade, and so all of their loot and all of their supplies burned up along with the town. About 3,000 people died in the battle and the burning. It may, though, have been as many as 5,000 people. Tuscaloosa does seem to have tried to escape, but it's almost certain that he was killed. Only about 20 of DeSoto's force was killed, but more than 200 were wounded in all of this. They also lost many of their horses, and as I said earlier, all the supplies that had been brought into the town. DeSoto's brother-in-law and nephew were among the people killed. DeSoto continued to press west after this point, insisting that he had to find gold, and thinking that if he stopped the expedition now, after this massive disaster at Mabila, it would be considered a failure. His force passed by resources and fertile land in order to make this press westward, and they finally reached the Mississippi River in 1541. They still didn't find any gold, though, and he finally decided to turn back and to build boats and to try to use the river to reach the sea and maybe regroup and go out again from there. But instead, he died before accomplishing any of that on May 21st of 1542. His expedition had traveled almost 4,000 miles. Of course, the city of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is named for Tuscaloosa. And the exact location of the town of Mabila and the site of the battle isn't precisely known. Archaeologists have been searching for it, and it's likely that it's somewhere outside of what's now Selma, Alabama. That's one of the reasons why there are still questions about exactly who the people were that were fighting against DeSoto on that day. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for a revolution.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.